Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, my name is Ava. I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo. Roland, could you tell us what Shedding Shackles will be about this weekend?
Sure. A lot of people were hurt in the past, and it caused them to have a soul wound. And what keeps the soul wound from healing is often unforgiveness. And the secret to forgiving is to give up resentment. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to like the person or even have anything to do with them. It just means letting go of the resentment, dropping the resentment. That's all. It's so simple. Let go of the resentment, let go of the grudge, and then you will find God's forgiveness and His healing. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is the secret to forgiveness. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm stopping by to bring you glad tidings of great joy. God is still in heaven, and forgiveness is there for you. You just have to receive it. But a lot has gotten in the way. Basically, from the time you were a little child, and people were mean and cruel and confusing, and people made you angry and upset, and teased you and pressured you, and filled your mind with all kinds of ideas, and they tried to make something out of you, they messed with you, tried to make you, mold you, shape you, change you. And everything that happened to you because you reacted to it, and because what they did was, if not malevolently inspired, if I dare use that term, then it was done without wisdom, without love, without understanding. And so it did more harm than good. But you survived. You're here now. So you're still around. So there's hope for you. You got through. But damaged. And so the things that happened to you, because you reacted to them, they formed memories and complexes and this and that and this and that, but they get in the way. They get in the way of your finding your Creator. But fortunately, He has made provision for that. He has made provision that regardless of what is now standing in your way, even the devil himself, God has made provision that it can be overcome, dissolved away, banished, and forgotten. The only thing remembered is maybe a good lesson you learned, and it's all. I remember when I was a kid, it wasn't all that bad, actually. I mean, my mother was possessed, I think. She would go into a hypnotic trance because of traumas that she had when she was a little girl. And what would set her off would be a certain time of day or a certain activity or getting angry at someone or judging someone. Whatever it was, something would cause her to go into a trance. And then, if she had any wounds, if she was holding a grudge against someone, or especially was resentful towards someone, if there's something that she couldn't let go of, maybe something her dad, see, I don't know. She gave hints once in a while about things, but mostly I really don't know what happened to her when she was a little girl. I know that her mom could be grandmother, could be a real bully. I knew that. And I knew that her father had failed her. I think there was some other woman involved, and he went off, I think, for a while. I don't think there was a divorce. I'm not sure. But then he died. Well, so she resented her dad. He failed her. Things happened to her. He wasn't there to protect her. And then he died, and she resented him for that. Yeah, kids resent their parents for dying. Especially dad, because then he wasn't there. See, maybe he couldn't help it. Maybe he was killed in the war or something. Wasn't his fault. He didn't want to die. But the child resents dad because he's gone and he's not there. And then they resent God too. So these things that leave these resentments, grudges, angers like that. Then when she went into the trance state, fell away from, in other words, she fell away from love, from calmness, from patience. She became destabilized. And then through the traumas that she had, something would come up in her. And what was it that came up in her? Was it the devil? Was it a demon? Was it the spirit of her mother and a demon? Or multi, I don't know. But some part of her mother. See, when a person becomes possessed, they're possessed, but often also something of the person who did something to them. Something of that person's personality, their spirit, whatever you want to call it. I could see grandmother in her. I didn't know it was grandmother, but whatever it was there, but along with other stuff too, I suppose. So there it was. And it was cruel. But like I said, I survived. So it couldn't have been that bad, I guess, because I'm here, you know. But it was bad enough.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian stress management could help. Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station.
Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
So I had things that really made me resentful and angry and all that stuff. Well, somehow now it's long gone. I don't even think about it. Like it never even happened. That's the power of grace, to let you see something and see your own error, which is usually being resenting. That's usually it, resenting, hating. And then to see why that's wrong. And mostly when you see that your parent couldn't help it. See, when you really see that she couldn't help it, she didn't do what she did to you on purpose. She couldn't help herself. If you watch, for example, let's say you go to Las Vegas, or they have a show come to your high school, a hypnosis show, or you go to a nightclub, or you watch it on YouTube, you can actually see people on the stage hypnotized into thinking that they're Elvis Presley, and then they dance around when the music comes on, just like Elvis Presley. And they really think they're Elvis Presley, but they do that. I saw a stage hypnosis demonstration on YouTube. It was actually a segment from a popular television show where one of the people on the stage was hypnotized and told that when she opens her eyes, she will want to take another person on the stage's shoe and put it on. Sure enough, when she opened her eyes, she lifted the foot of the guy next to her who was basically asleep. Had been, you know, hypnotized to sleep. And she took his shoe and she put it on. Now, how about if you were on the stage and she took your shoe, would you resent her? Well, you probably wouldn't resent her because you would know somehow deep down, you know, that there was some hypnosis involved and hypnotist was there and audience was there and everybody was watching it and everybody's laughing and everything. So you would kind of suspect that the person probably was told to do it and he did it like a robot or something. So you wouldn't resent him. But if it was real life and then somebody took your shoe and then you said, hey, I want my shoe back. And they said, no, it's my shoe. Would you resent him? You probably would. You probably would resent me. You'd get really upset too, wouldn't you? You'd get so upset you might get a headache or a tummy ache, and you'd go home and you'd be so upset you might take it out on your kids. See? And you would resent that person. And then a year later you'd see that same person and you would resent him. He took my shoe. He stole my shoe. So I think you got the idea. I made an example, but it's actually a pretty good example. where you can really see that somebody could do something that they really didn't even know what they... Remember when Christ was on the cross and he had been tortured, he'd been whipped? I've never seen the movie The Passion of the Christ. Was that the name of it? I think it was. It was a famous movie. Apparently it was really graphic, showing how he was beaten and everything. I've never seen it, but I can imagine what it must have been. It must have been really awful. But what did he say? He said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." All right. So the person on the stage, hypnotized to take your shoe, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They didn't know what they were doing. Your mom became a raging, screaming maniac, but guess what? She didn't know what she was doing. Something was operating through her. See, because of her trauma, her wound, her innocence was ruined. When she was a little girl, they were cruel to her and did something to her. And her dad wasn't there for her. And then he went away, and then he died, and he wasn't there for her. And she was all alone with all of these cruel people. And it got to her, ruined her innocence, made her resentful and judgmental and angry. And then that's the way she was the rest of her life, especially when something reminded her of the past. So, Father, forgive her, for she knew not what she was doing. You have to say the same thing for your parents, your mom, your dad, some bully at school, some other person who did something to you. It doesn't mean you have to like it. Oh, I was watching this morning. I was watching, and I'm still in the process of watching it, an exorcist, Father Rossetti. He's now a Monsignor, Monsignor Rossetti, on the Lila Rose show. That was it. It's a long one. I look for the long ones. I like long interviews, an hour, 2 hours. But he was saying that, oh, no, I forgot my train of thought. What was he saying? I forgot my train of thought. But anyway, I think you got the idea. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So you have to say the same thing in your life. Now, your mom maybe has passed away, and your dad has passed away, or somebody did something to you. They're long gone. You don't even know where they're at anymore. Maybe they passed away. Maybe they're living in some other city. You don't know. But just in your heart, just let it go. Let it go. Make it unimportant. And then you won't have to pass it on.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, helping you navigate life's challenges with poise and confidence. If you have a question or need advice, call our listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
But anyway, I think you got the idea. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So you have to say the same thing in your life. Now, your mom maybe has passed away, and your dad has passed away, or somebody did something to you. They're long gone. You don't even know where they're at anymore. Maybe they passed away. Maybe they're living in some other city. You don't know. But just in your heart, just let it go. Let it go. Make it unimportant. And then you won't have to pass it on. The funny thing how we pass things on. We pass things on, don't we? Someone's mean to us. Oh, I want to read you something. I sure wish I could remember what Father Rossetti said, because it was really good. But I can't remember what he said. If it comes to me, I'll tell you. But anyway, I want to read you something here. This is something that I wrote along. This is called a Common Sense Primer. You know, like the New England Primer. I wrote this thing. When did I write this thing? 1992. I wrote this 1992. Did you want to hear a little bit of it? Chapter 1. Will the real you please stand up? During the course of our lives, each of us develops a wrong self. This wrong self grows little by little through daily interactions with other wrong selves. In a very real sense, the wrong self evolves. Someone is mean to you, you turn around and are mean to them or someone else. Someone cheats you, you get back by spreading a rumor about them. Someone hurts you, you hurt someone else. The someone you hurt then turns around and hurts someone else. Someone ignores you, you ignore someone. Then someone ignores someone else. Generally, we're afraid to get back directly at the person who hurt us, so we either get even behind their back, or we turn around and hurt someone smaller or more vulnerable than we are. Thus, someone ignores you, you resent them, afraid to speak up to them, you say nothing. You come home, your child asks a question, you ignore your child. Such is how the kingdom of hell is spread on earth. For the time that you are a part of this dog-eat-dog system, you actually are serving hell every time you turn around and hurt someone else. Sadly, many people never realize that they are playing the role of puppet in hell's charade, simply because they refuse to admit that they are wrong. If you refuse to admit you're wrong, you're denying the truth, you're holding the truth at bay. But when you hold the truth at bay, you don't want to admit you're wrong. You're prideful. I don't want to admit it. I don't want to let go of my grudge. All right, so you have to hold the truth away, because if the truth penetrated and you really saw your wrong, you really deeply sensed your own wrong, then what? You'd have to be sorry. You'd have to let go of the pride. But if you don't want to admit it, you have to hold the truth at bay. But what are you holding at bay? You're holding forgiveness at bay. You're holding love at bay. You're holding grace back. You're holding forgiveness back. You're holding peace of mind away, because all of those come from God. You see? All right. So I'm reading from this book I wrote many years ago. Blaming and judging your husband, wife, boss, neighbor, or politician, you don't see that you are the bigger wrong and that your child or subordinate or husband or wife are judging and blaming you for your wrong. Eventually, others' wrong, which continues to evolve through your judgment or hell's silence, becomes so wrong that you feel completely justified in your hatred of them. Well, I could go on and on. But do you get the idea? Now do you understand why Christ said, don't respond in kind? In our King James Version, it says something like, resist not evil. Remember, this way it's translated. I think a lot of the versions. But there's one version, the Koboris manuscript, which is a translation from the Aramaic language Bible. That's the language that Jesus spoke, Aramaic. It said, do not respond in kind. Remember, it used to be an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We're still that way, aren't we? Somebody does something to you, you want to do something to them. But because they got to you, they're in a superior position to you. So you turn around and do it to somebody else, probably your kid or some innocent person. Oh, boy, it's just awful. So don't respond in kind. Do you see? That's what he said. So let it go. Forgive. Beginning with your parents and then everyone else. Then you won't have to pass it on.
It's okay to think about the past, but don't let yourself fall into resentment. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. I like to think about the encounters I had with others, including in my piano teaching, and how I might be able to do better in the future. However, in your family life, descending into resentment or prolonged hostility is poison for your relationships. You need to have a short memory and quickly forgive others and return to a happy-go-lucky frame of mind. Your family will thank you for it. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You need God's grace. Yeah, otherwise, it's too much for you. is too much, and you're too angry, you're too resentful, you're too much in denial, you need his grace. By hardening your heart against it, then you don't receive it, even though it's there. So begin by forgiving, letting it go. Well, I forget what I was going to say today. I don't even know what I, it's good if I don't know what I'm going to say. It's better if I don't say what I thought I should say. It's better if I just talk spontaneously, because then it's going to be real. It's not going to be contrived or pre-planned. You see what I mean? And Father Rossetti said something that was so good. Oh, I know what it was. He gets it. People don't often see the power in just letting go of the resentment. But one of the reasons why people don't want to let go of the resentment or let go of the grudge is because they feel like that if they forgive the other person, then they have to agree with the other person. Or they have to pretend that everything is okay, or pretend that nothing happened, or that they have to accept the other person or even like the other person. No. You see what they did and it's wrong, and you see it very clearly, even sternly. All right? And you were hurt by it. All right? You were hurt. You feel the hurt. But let go of the pinch of resentment. See? And if you forgive another person, it's not an active thing where you're a judge and someone comes to you with something and then you say, well, case dismissed. No, it's not like that. Forgiveness, it means let it go. It means drop the resentment, drop the grudge, drop the judgment. That's all it means. Then you don't have to like the person. You don't even have to have anything to do with them. You can drop your resentment against someone and then shake the dust from you. But, and then let's say you go to them and say, hey, when I was a kid, you did this and this and this to me. And it was wrong. It was rotten. I want you to see that it was wrong and admit it and be sorry. And maybe they will say, you're right. I'm sorry. Then you can be friends. But most likely they'll say, I didn't do anything. You're crazy. I didn't do that. Remember, when people are in the hypnotized, they don't even know what they're doing. And afterwards, they don't remember. They don't remember it. Unless you show them a hypnotized person on stage. You show the person when they come out of the trance, you show them a video of them having taken the other person's shoe and everything. And they look at it and they say, wow, that's amazing. And you say, well, did you know you were doing that? Well, I sort of knew I was doing something, but it was just all in a haze. But if you hadn't shown it to them, they wouldn't even remember it. So when you say to somebody, you did this and this to me, they'll say, I don't remember doing that. Don't resent them. Just say, okay, when you're ready to be sorry, then you can always send me a text message. And then shake the dust from your sandals and take leave and go about your life. And you're free. You're free. That's what Father Rossetti was saying. He gets it. He understands that you don't have to have something to do with the other person or feel sorry for them or like them or anything. You just drop the resentment, drop the grudge against them, go about your life. It's that simple. All right, so that was a real important thing there. That's what Father Rossetti said, and that's absolutely true. He's absolutely right about that. And don't forget, he's an exorcist. In fact, I know that he gets it, because he mentioned that that's one of the things that allows, let's say, a dark force, demons, whatever you want to call them, that's one of the things that permits them to keep a grip on you, a hold on you, is unforgiveness, resentment, a grudge, judgment. See? So let it go and be free.
My name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. For example, we all know that just before we start to get angry, we can take a mental step back and count to 10. By taking a mental step back, we have the chance to remember what is really important in life. Suddenly, what you were about to get angry over doesn't seem so important. Now you can deal with the issue calmly and reasonably. So why not apply the same principle more often? You could take a mental step back and remember to be patient. You could also remember to be calm. And you could remember to be more forgiving. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did.
So, hope you enjoyed today's little talk, and now I'm going to make an end to it. Oh, don't forget my podcasts. I may make this into a radio show. I'm not sure if I will or not. Not sure yet. I might. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But every week I have an excellent podcast that goes out on the stations that I'm on. Podcasts of my radio program are excellent. They're like 28 minutes long, and they're concise. They have good music in them. My son plays the piano. You like jazz? You like gospel? Do you like Gershwin? Do you like classical music? You know, Chopin, for example, or maybe Scarlatti, or you like any of that stuff? You like old standards? Then you got to listen to the program because you'll hear some of that. All right. Blessings. Until next time, Lord willing. And the Greek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.